This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There comes a point in your life when you're worried less about trying to move up the ladder and more about staying put, living through retirement comfortably. Getting to that point, though, is much easier said than done. It involves a whole lot of planning and patience. Luis Barajas is a personal finance expert in Los Angeles and a familiar guest on this program. He's joining me to answer your personal finance questions on retirement and beyond. Thanks for being here, Luis.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Well, let's bring in our first caller. We have Leanne in Rose Hill, Kansas. Hi, Leanne.
Well, hi. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. You wrote in about your personal finance situation and your retirement fund, which is, if I've got this right, all in stock funds. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's all in stock funds, two index stock funds and an international stock fund. And I was just wondering if I should pull it out of there and put it in bonds, because it's my fund really took a hit in 2008. I lost almost half the value, and now it's back up to where it was. And I was just wondering what I should do with that nest egg. What would be the best for me?
Now, you're semi-retired, right? Tell us what you do with your days.
Oh, I raise rare breed dogs.
Cool. What kind of dogs?
Berger Picard. It's a French herding breed.
What do they look like?
Do you remember the movie Because of Winn-Dixie?
Yeah.
It's that dog.
Oh, cool.
It's that breed.
Cool. All right. Well, Luis is the expert. I'm going to kick this over to him. What do you think about the allocation in Leanne's portfolio? And we're talking about what? About $115,000?
Yes. A little bit more, but yeah, 115.
So I think I'm going to barter with Leanne with one of those dogs for my advice. I'm just kidding, Leanne. I'm just kidding. Look, you know, I can definitely understand not only what you're saying, but a lot of people out there have just finally gotten their portfolios back and having more money. We always have to go back to the basics, which is what is our goal? What is our time frame? And what's the risk tolerance that we're willing to take? And you're right. If you have everything in equity and equities go down, I mean, your entire portfolio is going to go down. And so you need more diversification. And my suggestion to you would probably is to see a fee-only, maybe an hourly advisor who can take a look at your portfolio and run what's called a Monte Carlo simulation, in which they run this analysis of like hundreds and thousands of variations, in which you can actually see what the risk is in the current portfolio that you have. They measure it by what's called a standard deviation. And all that is saying, you know what, in 1 year, the way I currently have my money invested, I could lose a certain percentage. It could be 15, 20%. And so you need to know what maybe can happen to this portfolio. But also, I think what you're telling me is, and what I'm hearing, is that you're lacking diversification. You don't have any money in bonds. And, you know, you have two types of investments, right? Equities and normally fixed accounts or bonds. But you also have to understand, it's like eating fruits and vegetables. Bonds may be fruits, and you know, but there are different kinds of bonds. There's short-term bonds, long-term bonds, municipal bonds, corporate bonds. And it's like having bananas, apples, and pears. And if you're only eating apples every single day and not varying the fruits that you're eating, you might lack some vitamins. The same thing with your portfolio, also with the equities.
Okay.
Leanne, how long are you counting on this money to last? What's the goal?
Well, I probably won't need it for another 8 years, so it can grow or at least stay safe for the next 8 years. And then I would want it to last me at least 5 to 10 years.
So, Leanne, when you know, let's go back to when the stock market pretty much crashed in 2008, early 2009. What happened to your portfolio? Did you, after that, did you get scared? Did you pull out? Did you go into cash? What happened?
No. I left it just the way it was.
And during that time, did you think about adding more money to your retirement plan or to other investment accounts?
No, we did not. We bought a house instead. So we bought some land and we bought a house instead.
Okay. But, and again, I go back to everyone who's listening to us. If we do kind of go into a small, you know, recession or the market goes down, again, always look at it as a great opportunity to buy in. When, you know, there's a sale on stocks, and especially if you're thinking 8 to 10 to 15 years out, it's really important to not get so scared and stay within your original goal, and that is, again, in your situation, retirement.
Okay.
Leanne, thank you so much for calling us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.